Listening Library presents The Book of the Maidservant by Rebecca Barnhouse. Read for you by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. My mistress says you mustn't stare into the fire, lest the devil look out at you from the flames. He'll see into your soul, she says. My mistress says a great many things about the devil. But before cockcrow, when my mistress is still abed, and I'm sitting on my heels coaxing the embers into life with my breath, I stare into the fire with no fear of the devil. The devil, I think, wakes up when my mistress does. Before then, the house is quiet, and my face is warm with the fire I'm making. I stare into the coals and the new little flames licking blue and yellow around the kindling, and I don't see the devil or the mouth of hell. I see summer and yellow sun, and in the smooth flames curling around the wood, I see clear water flowing through rushes, the way it did in the stream when I was a little girl. I've just long enough for a memory of splashing in the stream with my big sister Rose, before the rafters tremble with the sound of my mistress stirring above. Cook limps heavily into the kitchen and casts a baleful eye at the upstairs room.
There'll be weeping today, you mark me, she says,
and busies herself with the pots. It's a big house, this, for my mistress's father was 5 times Lord Mayor of Lynn and an alderman of the Holy Trinity Guildhall, too. The mistress doesn't let it be forgotten, not by the servants, nor by the good wives of the town.